Welcome to Pluralsight's Meet the Author podcast, where every week we have the opportunity to chat with our authors about their latest course releases and get a behind-the-scenes commentary on current technology. This is all brought to you by Pluralsight, hardcore developer training.
Hi, this is Fritz Onion. Today I'm here with Sean Wildermuth to talk about his new course, A Better CSS, Less, and SAS. Sean is an 8-time Microsoft MVP for data. He's a member of the iNeta Speakers Bureau and an author of dozens of articles on .NET and 7 books, including Essential Windows Phone 7 for Addison Wesley. He's involved with Microsoft as a Silverlight Insider and a Data Insider, and he's been speaking at a variety of international conferences, including TechEd, OrDev, SDC, VS Live, WinDev, Mix, DevTeach, DevConnections, and DevReach. Hey, Sean, it's good to talk with you today.
It's good to talk to you. How are you doing today?
Doing well, thanks. So this new course of yours, A Better CSS, I think a lot of people will look at this and identify immediately with why we need a better CSS. Because if they're anything like me, they've gone through a lot of the pain points of working with CSS. And you start off with actually exactly that topic, why CSS is painful, which I thought was a great way to jump into this. And then you cover these two languages, Less and SAS. So why don't we start with the CSS pain points? Your first module is why CSS is painful. Do you want to give us kind of a quick overview of some of the pain points that you see as most obvious in CSS programming?
I'd love to, actually. You know, when I first got into CSS, I found these pieces of trying to do the design that just were hurting my soul, as it were. The first problem that came up pretty quickly was what I call the color problem. This idea that, using a handful of colors in your design and having to search and replace text to specify colors in the project just felt insane. I always wondered why CSS 2 or 3 didn't really, deal with that problem. I also found that there were cases where I needed to have the same stuff in CSS used in different rules, and then I had to duplicate, copy and paste, or as I like to call, editor inherit it in different places. And in reading the CSS, it wasn't really obvious to me how the cascades happen because of these long rule names in the CSS. It's not always obvious where in the design a particular rule applies. And then finally, not being able to, as a programmer, use some of my basic skill set, using calculations, being able to set up things like reusable methods inside the CSS, just always made it feel like a very, very foreign thing to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of us have run into those same issues. And so you then talk about Less, which is L-E-S-S. And do you want to describe exactly what that is and sort of how it addresses some of these issues?
Sure. Less itself is what they like to call a dynamic style sheet language. And its purpose is to take these developer constructs and bring them into the language. They address this by allowing you to have things like variables, calculations inside the code. They also do this very intuitive thing about nesting rules. And so instead of having to repeat the same part of a rule in a cascading rule, you can actually read the CSS more like you would code, where one rule is the parent of another rule is the parent of another, and at the end of the day, Less is going to emit the CSS that does the right thing, but when you're editing the styles themselves, becomes very, very natural, especially for developers to understand what it's doing.
And just to be clear, so is Less essentially a preprocessor to CSS? So you'd actually author your CSS within Less and then run it through its engine?
Absolutely. I think of CSS like C# and CSS itself being, IL.
Okay, that makes sense. Great. So that's Less, and then SAS is kind of an alternative. How does SAS fit in, and maybe what's different about it in contrast with Less?
Well, what's interesting is that Less and SAS both have a lot in common. They both treat any CSS as valid language. One of the ideas about these languages that's important is that they look and feel like CSS. So you're not talking about something wholly different. Les chose this approach of being fairly straightforward and easy to combine is appropriate for most projects when they don't get into really deep pieces. Where SAS separates itself is really allowing for more language constructs that tends to be more verbose than less and is harder to integrate with our projects, but supports things like if and for and while and more language constructs than less does. SAS also supports the idea of rule inheritance, which less doesn't, and in some complex places SAS is preferred because of this extra power.
Now, I think one of the questions that's going to come up as people consider using these CSS preprocessors is how is it going to affect your design time experience and your deployment experience, right? What's involved with getting these in there, and does it reduce the effectiveness of the tools that you have, and does it complicate the deployment process at all?
Well, when it comes down to the tools, you end up using the same tools to build CSS, and I usually end up refactoring that into SAS. I'm sorry, into lesser SAS, and the deployment becomes fairly straightforward because in both cases you're going to let the server do that translation into the browser. So there's a project called .less that you can add to your ASP.NET project called .less. And this project will simply take a less file and emit CSS to the browser as necessary. It's simply you name them less, you refer to less in your Razor or your ASP.NET projects, and then it just produces CSS in the client. For SAS, there's a project called Less and Coffee, and that is also part of your project, but it does the conversion on the client immediately to CSS. There's a few small changes, but those are the two pieces. Those are the two project extensions that you would use. Dot less for less, and SAS and Coffee for SAS.
And so these really improve your CSS life, make it easier to manage the rules and the classes, and add more logic to them. So if anyone's out there looking for a way to make their CSS design experience better, definitely want to check out this course, Less and SAS. So this is Sean Wildermuth with his new course, A Better CSS, Less and SAS. Thanks very much, Sean.
Thanks, Fritz.
Thanks for listening. This course is available as part of our online training library, packed with courses on the latest technology. To view this course or any of our other videos, visit Pluralsight.com. There you can sign up for a subscription to meet your training needs or open a free trial account to get started. Hardcore developer training starts now at Pluralsight.com.